Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Day two of jury selection begins this morning in the trial of accused Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, a process now expected to extend into next week. With Bulger accused of 19 murders, the trial is likely being watched closely around the country, but perhaps nowhere more closely watched than by his former associates in South Boston, among them John Red Shea. Shea served 12 years in prison for trafficking drugs for the Bulger operation, he says, $100,000 a week, he says, in cocaine sales at one point. Shea is now 47 years old and working in construction, pouring concrete on many of the buildings being developed in South Boston. We met in a Starbucks in South Boston across from his current construction site. In a way, years later, Red Shea is still haunted by what he sees as a betrayal by Bulger, who was an FBI informant. The act of informing broke what Red Shea calls the golden rule of the underworld: never be a rat. It's an honor code that Shea says he lives by to this day.
It wasn't a hidden secret that who Whitey was and who the guys who were with Whitey were. People knew.
You must have had offers by the authorities to give him up. Why not?
Well, it's funny because I was the youngest guy involved. I was the leader. And they thought I was the weak link. As we know today, majority of people have become informants against Whitey.
Does that shock you? Are you surprised?
The most shocking for me was when I learned that Whitey was an informant for many, many years. And the shocking part of it was that he knew about the investigation, the drug investigation. Him and Stevie did, Stevie Fleming. They had me in that position to take the fall. That's not a real guy. That's not a real gangster. A real gangster wouldn't send someone out there, his one of his men, and say, hey, take the hit without telling you. That's not respect.
Even though it seems like you're a little mad at Whitey for basically allowing you to take the fall, you didn't rat him out.
No, and I won't. They call me tomorrow to testify against Whitey to get on the stand. It won't happen.
That's the government. Would you testify for the defense?
I definitely will not testify for either side.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, the government helped make Whitey in being an informant. And the most disdain thing that you can do in the mob or the underworld is what? Be a snitch.
You called Whitey a father figure. Do you still think of him that way?
I have a lot of emotional thoughts that I go through, that I deal with myself. I don't want to use the word pain, but I would say scarred. You know, honoring him for so long and believing in him.
Are you worried when you're following this trial every day, even though you might not be in the courtroom, that you're going to end up having to relive some painful experiences?
I'm feeling that now.
How so?
I used to have quite a few dreams prior to him being captured, seeing him in New York, on the streets of New York, and pulling him to the side and grabbing him and asking him why did you do that? Dreams are crazy, you know? He said to me, I was trying to protect you in the dream. I just couldn't put the two together. I end up in the dream snapping his neck. I had that same dream about 3.5 weeks ago. So, yeah, it still sticks with me.
Would you like to do that? Snap his neck?
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
If you could grab him by the arm and pull him aside, would you ask him that question? Why did you do that?
I don't know if I'd ask him that question. When I got indicted, the words he said to me were, it takes a strong person to reach inside themselves and say, I'm here because of me. In other words, he's saying, you never become a rat. Accept full responsibility. I would like to say to him, maybe he should reach inside himself and accept full responsibility and not to try to hurt anyone else along the way.
Brett, thanks a lot. Good to meet you, and thanks for seeing me here today at Starbucks.
My pleasure, and thank you to all your listeners.
John Shea, Red Shea, used to run a drug operation in South Boston, allegedly under James Whitey Bulger. His book about the experience is titled Rat Bastards, the South Boston Irish mobster who took the rap when everyone else ran.